agenda they're referring to is referring to this taking control of the world. And if you've read Keys of This Blood, it's very clear. It's not hidden between the lines. Malachi Martin's, the whole premise of that book is that there's three powers in a race to take over the world. The Soviet Union, the United States, and the papacy. And Malachi Martin in the book says it's the papacy that's going to win. And after the book, the Soviet Union was done away with. And if you understand Daniel 11, 40 to 45 correctly, you'll see it's those three powers that are identified in that verse. The king of the south being atheism, the king of the north, the papacy, and the glorious land of the United States. So much of what Malachi Martin says in these books is just paralleling the great controversy from our perspective. Now, page 50, clearly the new agenda that Pope John Paul understood at that time, heaven's agenda, the grand design for a new world order had begun. Can it get any clearer? What Malachi Martin is saying right there is that from that experience, based on Pope John Paul II's understanding of the messages of Fatima, he believed it was time to implement the new world order on which the papacy was going to set and rule the world. Now, the Keys of This Blood, page 639. This is where it gets significant if you've been studying the spirit of prophecy. This goes back to our very first study today. Pope John Paul II is waiting, rather, for the event that will fission human history, splitting the immediate past from the oncoming future. It will be an event on public view in the skies, in the oceans, and on the continental landmasses of this planet. It will particularly involve our human sun, which every day lights up and shines upon the valleys, the mountains, and the plains of this earth for our eyes. But on the day of this event, it will not appear merely as the master star of our solar system. Rather, it will be seen as the glory of the woman whom the apostle describes as clothed with the sun and giving birth to a child who rule the nations with a rod of iron. Now, before we read that next paragraph, do you remember one of the quotes from Sister White? Supernatural manifestations are going to appear in the heavens at the very final act of the drama. And that's what Pope John Paul is waiting for. Right now, in this book, he's saying what he's waiting for. He's doing his work of promoting himself to sit on the throne of the earth. But he knows these end time things don't take place until this supernatural occurrence takes place in the heavens that the whole world is going to see. Something great and decisive is about to take place, and that right early. Continuing on, visioning it will be as an event in John Paul's conviction of faith, for it will immediately nullify all the grand designs of the nations which are now forming, and will introduce the grand design of man's maker. If you go back to the previous quote, it tells you what the grand design is. It's heaven's new agenda for a new world order. He believes this event is going to bring